Cheer 2. Simon Samachtes Siv Beis. The Mechaba says, Im malach v'loy hidiach trila yedichenu v'yimlechenu shenis. If you salted the meat without washing it, you should wash the meat and salt it again. V'yesh esrim. There are those that say that washing and salting the meat again will not help. So the Taz in Sivkot Zayin says, v'yimlechenu shenis. That's the first opinion. The first opinion holds the yachzor v'yaflit mashabola. The first opinion is the Rosh, and the Rosh holds that any blood that came out and gets reabsorbed will come out again when you salt the meat again after it's washed. Kamoi b'basar shenafel tzir, just like basar meat that was not yet salted that falls into tzir. Tzir in this case means the blood that came out during shir malicha. This blood is called tzir. So if this blood falls into a kli, into a utensil, and then a piece of meat that was not yet salted falls into this tzir, even though the tzir is absorbed into the piece, it will come out when the meat is salted. Or, in the case of meat that was not yet salted, that was put together with meat that is being salted now, so even though this piece of meat absorbs blood from the meat, piece of meat being salted, when this piece of meat itself is salted, it will take out the blood that it gets absorbed. So the Taz says that according to the Rosh, a piece of meat that was salted without being washed has the same din as these cases. That just like these cases, when the meat is salted, it will take out the blood that is absorbed. So too, in this case, when the meat is salted again after being washed, it will take out the blood that is absorbed, will be drawn out of the meat, along with the blood that remained in the meat. So the Prima Gaon explains that the reason the Rosh is not worried about the surface blood is either because he holds that the surface blood has the din of dam plata, and therefore even if it's absorbed, it will come out when the piece of meat is salted again, or he brings the Bach and the Mechas Yaakov that hold that, according to the Rosh, the surface blood has the din of dam be'ein, but it won't get absorbed. That's the first opinion. So the Taz continues, V'yesh oisrim hu smak u'mavay chushin, born in the Shari Dura, Savalei, yeshani hachak, debelei adam ba'ein. The surface blood has a din of dam ba'ein, and once it gets absorbed, lo yaminan shiyotza yaday malicha. It will not come out through salting. Okay, that's one thing. He's saying that the machlekes, the first opinion born in the Mechaber, is the Rosh, and the second opinion is the smak that holds that it's dam ba'ein. Now he says another point. Upasak Rashal, V'chein b'Toras Chatos. Toras Chatos is written by the Ramah. Da'afilu litzli aser. Not only won't salting help, roasting won't help to remove the blood either. Okay, so the Shach Yud Beis first brings the Beis Yosef. He quotes the Beis Yosef. Then he says that even in a Hefsa Merubah, it's only mutter if the meat was washed and salted again. He says that's also according to the Ramah that permits the meat in Hefsa Merubah, but it's only if it was washed and salted again. Then he brings the Mashal. The Mashal holds, not like the Ramah, the Mashal holds that even in a Hefsa Merubah, you cannot wash them and re-salt the meat. If the meat was salted without Hadacha Rishayna, and even in a Hefsa Merubah, it's Aser. And the Shach concludes with a rule that anytime you can wash and re-salt the meat, you can also roast the meat. Therefore, even though we saw in the Taz that you cannot roast the meat, that's only if there's no Hefsa Merubah. Because since if there's no Hefsa Merubah, the Ramah holds that you cannot wash and re-salt the meat, therefore roasting also won't help. But in a case of Hefsa Merubah, where the Ramah permits washing and re-salting the meat, roasting can be done as well. So halacha l'maisa, we're born in the shear. According to the Ramah, in Hefsa Merubah you can wash and re-salt the meat. And according to the Mechaber, we have a stam v'yesh. This first opinion is brought as a stam, meaning without bringing who said it. Stam means without saying v'yesh, or right, sometimes the Mechaber says v'yesh and v'yesh. But over here, when he says stam, he doesn't bring a name, or he doesn't mention the word v'yesh. And then afterwards he says v'yesh oisrim. So we have a stam v'yesh. The Machlokes amongst the Poskim, what's the din by stam v'yesh? The Prima Gaon says in the end of Sifkot and Aleph in Mishpat Zov that stam v'yesh halacha k'stam, and therefore we could go like the stam. even if there's no hefsa mubla. According to the Prima Gorim, the Mechaber retracted from what he's wrote in Beis Yosef that it's only mutter b'hefsa mubla. This is also what the Machzak Brocha holds, and this is also the opinion of the Yalkut Yosef. However, there are other Svarak Poskim that hold that whenever, anytime the Mechaber says it's stam v'yesh, he means that you should follow the yesh and hefsa mubla. In a case where the stam is more mekel and the yesh is more machma, you should follow the yesh unless there's a hefsa mubla. This is the opinion of the Zivchei Tzedek, the Kaf HaChaim, the Ben Ishchai, and the Or LeTzion. The Or LeTzion is written by Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, who was Nifter a few years ago. So the Ramos says, V'chein noyagin afilu lo nimlach rak ma'at kaderech shemolchen letzli. Even if the meat was only salted a little bit, like the amount that is salted before meat is roasted, we have a din in Siman Ayin Vav. If one wants to eat roasted meat, you do not have to salt the meat. However, the minig is to salt the meat a little bit right before you start roasting it. That's called melicha sli, as opposed to melicha lekadera. Melicha lekadera is normal amount of salt put on the meat in order to salt it to remove the blood before cooking. So even if only a little bit of salt was put on, v'afilu loy shah b'milcha shir melicha, even if you do not leave the salt on the meat, a shir melicha, which we'll learn in the next year exactly how long shir melicha is. So even if there's only a little bit amount of salt, and it was not on the meat for shir melicha, still it has this din that the meat cannot be washed and salted again. Miu b'mokam hefsen meuba, yesh latiwa. If there's a hefsen meuba, one can permit the meat through washing and resalting. Meaning in all cases, not only in this case that we just said, where only a little salt was used, and it was not left on the meat for shir melicha, but even in a regular case where you used a regular amount of salt and you left the salt on for shir melicha, still in hefsa meruba, one can go and wash and resalt the meat. This is because in hefsa meruba, we do not hold like the smak, we hold like the other rishonim, that the surface blood does not have a din of dam ba'ein, and therefore you can wash and resalt the meat. So the Taz Ches explains, let's see inside. Ches, nimlak rak ma'at, b'isra v'hetu ha'orach b'shem or zivua nesn shnei taimim. This Sivahetta brings in the name of the Orza Rua two reasons. We do not know exactly how much salt is Melichas Tzli and how much salt is Melichas Kadera, and therefore in all cases we have to be Machmer. What the Orza Rua is going on is in a case where the meat was salted in a kli she'ena manukav. It was salted in a utensil without holes. So we'll see that in such a case, the meat would be aser. Even a little bit of salt will aser the meat. This is because the little bit of salt will take out some of the blood and absorb a little bit of the blood back inside. So here as well, even a little bit of salt will be mavliya some of the dam that's on the surface. He says, "Lefi tam yesh oisim shebesamoch mishum." The mavliya dam be'ein havi ha'isur afilu b'malicha ma'at. Gam kein, mishim dam be'ein kamoi b'dam pleita l'das ozerua. This is like we said, that since baklisha and emukov, a little bit of salt will absorb some of the dam that comes out and goes into the kli. So too, dam be'ein, a little bit of salt will absorb it into the meat. The task continues, Omoiri chami zal, moiri chami, my feared father-in-law, which is the Bach. The Bach was the father-in-law of the Taz. The Taz refers to him as Moiri V'chami. So Moiri V'chami is all Pasak, the Bach Paskins Lahatur B'malicha Moetes V'loi Shah, that if only a little bit of salt was used and you did not wait Shir Malicha, then you can re-salt the meat. U'mashva Aysanu L'B'kiyim Adover. And he says, we are B'kiyim to know the difference between a little bit of salt and melicha l'gdeira. But le'anir l'anias daiti kain. The Taz says, he disagrees, da'afilu l'fi zeh, yesh le'eser mitam ha'sheni, because of the second reason that we mentioned, that since even a little bit of salt will absorb some of the dam be'ein, the kivan shemavli ha'iser, ve'ein a poilet, and therefore, since it's dam be'ein, it won't come out, mali habi mali mort, what's the difference if there's a lot of salt or a little salt, and therefore it will be aser. So according to the Bach, if there's a little bit of salt and you did not leave it on for Shem Alicha, you can re-salt the meat. You can wash and re-salt the meat, but according to the Taz, even in such a case, you cannot wash and re-salt the meat. That's regarding washing and re-salting. What about roasting the meat? So that the Shach says in Sifkot Yud Gimel, "V'afilo leishah b'milcha shemalicha, kasev b'dakei Moshe, d'hainu l'gdeira." That's to wash and re-salt the meat. Aval etzli shari, to roast the meat, if you left the salt on the meat for less than shemalicha, then you can go and roast the meat. K'moshe kasev harav, v'simen ayin vav, sif beis, ayin shom. So on this point, the Taz disagrees in Simen Ayin Vav Sif Cotton Hay. He holds that even if the salt was left on the meat for less than Shem Alicha, still you cannot go and roast the meat. This is because in one place the Torah Schata says that you cannot, even if the salt was left on unwashed meat for less than Shem Alicha, it's Aser. And in one place he says that it's Mutter. In one place he says that it's Mutter, and in one place he says it's Aser. So the Taz says, then in one place he's just quoting the Yisrael Heter, but he himself, the Teres Chatzis himself holds that even if the salt was left on for less than Shem Alicha, it still cannot be roasted. The Shachta holds that the Ramah retracted from what he wrote in Teres Chatzis, and therefore if the salt was left on for less than Shem Alicha, it could be roasted. The Primer Gadim brings the Michas Yaakov that holds that in the first case, where the Ramah says that salt left on the meat for less than Shem Alicha is mutter, that's where only a little bit of salt was used. We have two advantages: that only a little bit of salt was used, and it was left on the meat for less than Shem Alicha. In the case we Aser is where a regular amount of salt was used, but it was left for less than Shem Alicha. In that case, the Ramah would Aser. So therefore, your Paskins, that we have both advantages, a little bit of salt and less than Shem Alicha, we can do sleep. This is also how the Pesachei Tshuva brings in the name of the Teferes LaMoshe, Pesachei Tshuva Sifkat Zayin, that if we have two advantages, a little salt and less than Shem Alicha, it could be roasted. Okay, so the Ramah continues, V'imlei hudach rak ma'at kodim shem malchay, mutter b'di'abed. If you only did a simple washing to remove the surface blood, not at all, not to soften it, it's mutter b'di'evid. We'll see soon what this b'di'evid means. V'hu adin em hoya shishim b'chaticha neged dam she'olav. The same is if there was 60 in the piece against the blood on the surface. Notice, even though usually there is not 60 in the piece against the surface blood, but if we knew that there was, then it would be mutter. So now the question is, what's this case? What does he mean by b'di'evid? The Shach Yudalit says, mutter b'di'evid, kolayma devade latam kadesh yisrachay chalim mahani hadocha muetis. Hadocha muetis doesn't help according to those that hold that it's in order to soften the meat. It means the Ran and the Yeshem and the Mordechai. The enem yisrachach b'zeh, it doesn't become soft by just washing it off, washing off the surface blood. According to those who hold it softened the meat, 60 won't help. Elash anu seimchem b'di eved, the time alei havi elo mishum dam she'al ha'gabov. The reason for b'di eved, the reason that you have to salt the meat, is because of the surface blood. V'hilakach mahani adocha muetis. Therefore, simple washing will help. V'chenim yeshishim neged hadam. If you have 60 against the dam, this will also help. Even if it was salted and the meat was not yet cooked, and there's still an option of washing and re-salting the meat, you do not have to go and wash and re-salt the meat. So now, let's try to understand this for a minute, according to the sheets that we learned in last year. Two cases. The first, let's go through each case. If it's only washed a little bit, so we said it would not help according to the Ran, and it would not help according to the Yeshem and the Mordechai. However, it would help according to the Mordechai and according to the Smak. The Rosh seems to hold, like the Ran and the Yeshem and the Mordechai, that it's to soften the meat. And then he adds that if it's not softened, some of the meat will go out and go back in. But the Rosh seems like the Ran and the Yeshem and the Mordechai, and therefore it would not help. But it would help according to the Mordechai and according to the Smak. The second case, where the 60 against the surface blood, this will not help according to the Mordechai, because the Mordechai holds that if it's not washed, the salt fills up with blood, and the blood that's inside the meat doesn't come out. So even if the 60 against the surface blood, this won't help us, because the blood in the meat still didn't come out. It will only help us according to the Smak. The Smak holds that the blood inside the meat will come out. The only problem is the surface blood, which goes back in. Therefore, if the 60 against the surface blood, then it's mutter. The problem is, that was just said before, that in a hefse meruba, we can go and wash and re-salt the meat. That means that we are not paskening like the Smak. So how can we go on two sides of the fence? On one side, we're saying that in a hefse meruba, we don't go like the Smak, and meaning that the Smak is not the main reason, and therefore in a hefse meruba, we can wash and re-salt the meat. And on the other hand, we're saying that b'dieved, we're relying on the Smak, that the Smak is the main reason. Therefore, the Rekiregu and the Prima Gadim say that the case over here is that what the Ramah means is that it's mutter if you wash and re-salt the meat. If it's a simple washing, it's certainly mutter if you wash and re-salt the meat, because according to the Mordechai and the Smak, the first washing was enough, and according to the Ran and the Yeshem and the Mordechai and the Rosh, the first salting didn't do any harm, and the second washing, well, if you do a good washing and a soaking, now the meat is soft, and then you can salt the meat and remove the blood. And in the case with the 60, according to the Smak, since the 60, it's mutter, and now if I wash and re-salt the meat, all the other opinions will also hold. Since I'm resalting the meat, all the blood will come out, and therefore it's good according to all opinions. Okay, so then the Ramah continues, "V'nimla chaticha b'lei hadoche im shah chatichais, shah chatichais metorais v'ya asura." If you salt a piece of meat without washing it with other pieces of meat that were washed, the other pieces are mutter, and this piece, the piece that was not washed, is asur. The piece that was not washed is asur, as we explained. The chiddush here is that the other pieces that were washed are still mutter. What's the reason for that? So the Taz in Sifkot Yud Aleph says, the shar chatichos mutaris, the dam shorek ve'ena mefafeya mechaticha lechaticha b'malicha v'tzliya. The first reason he says is that the dam is shorek, it slides off and won't go into the other piece. Ve'gam ken amrinan k'boy lekach polte, that even if it does get absorbed, whatever comes in will go out. Kivan shehu dam d'rabonon me'acha shenimlach. Since it's dam d'rabonon, and it was salted. So now, we have to understand this Taz. The first reason that he says, because of dam shorek, we said in the introduction that l'halocha, we do not paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that dam is mishak shorek, with regard to meat. So over here, the Prima Gadim explains, Amrinan mishrak, v'tzeloymer detorud loybola. That it doesn't mean over here, mishrak shorek, that it slides off, actually slides off. It means that since it's torud, I did the torud lemiflat loybola. Since the second piece of meat is being polate dam, it won't be bolea. Or the other reason is, kabola kach poltoi, that even if it does get absorbed, it will come out. So now the question is still that since we said that the surface blood has a dim of dam be'ein, why don't we say that the dam be'ein will go into the other piece and won't come out? Because with dam be'ein we said that we do not say the principles of either the toid lemiflat loybola or kabola kach poltoi, which over here means either the yiflat dam de yiflat mashabola. So the shach says, in Sifkot and Tezayin, Shach Hatichos Matoris, the Legabi Ha'acheros, Mikwi Dam Plato. By the other pieces of meat, regarding the other pieces of meat, it's called Dam Plato, not Dam Be'en. Why? So the Sifsidas explains, Kivon Shinimas Trila, V'achakach Nafal Ha'acheros, since it gets dissolved a little bit, the surface blood, Sulay Havi Dam Be'en. Regarding the other pieces of meat, it's not called Dam Be'en. the piece of meat itself, it goes in right away before it gets a chance to get dissolved. Shadayin gush va'av, it's still thick, and therefore by the piece itself, we say it has a din of dam b'ein and won't come out. But by the other pieces of meat, since it gets dissolved a little bit, gets thinned out before it goes into the other piece, it has a din of dam pleita, and therefore, even if it goes into the other piece, it can be removed with its own dam.